Good morning. This is KFBK Sacramento, California, returning to the air. KFBK broadcasts on a frequency of 1530 kilohertz with 50,000 watts of power from California's capital city. KFBK is affiliated with KOH Reno, Nevada, KBWD Modesto, and KMJ Fresno. KFBK is on the air 20 hours every day. And now stay tuned for music to get your day started off right here on KFBK in Sacramento.
CBS News. It's a desolate no-man's land along the road from Cairo to Suez City, two dusty tents and the wreckage of war scattered around. But today, it is the center of attention for the Middle East and much of a watching world. I'm Neil Strauser, reporting for the CBS Radio Network. And at that desolate spot, at this hour, representatives of Israel and Egypt are presumably signing Secretary of State Kissinger's preliminary peace plan. More from Bruno Wassertile in Tel Aviv.
The ceremony is taking place at kilometer 101 on the Cairo-Suez Road, about 60 miles from the Egyptian capital. Signing for Israel is Major General Aharon Yariv, a former chief of military intelligence and one of Prime Minister Meir's closest advisors on national security. Many here consider Yariv to be a sort of Israeli Henry Kissinger. The ceremony is being attended by the Commander-in-Chief of the UN Observer and Emergency Force in the Middle East, Major General Enzio Salatsuo. On hand, too, are about 100 newsmen who came from Cairo and Tel Aviv to record the event for posterity. Israelis today didn't appear altogether convinced that the agreement would work, but they seem to be keeping their fingers crossed in the hope that it will. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
The signing, by the way, takes place on the 55th anniversary of the signing of the armistice for World War I, the war that did not end all wars. And in Egypt today, there is also some pessimism about this agreement. Peter Ward reports from Cairo.
In spite of the agreement to consolidate the ceasefire, many Egyptians feel that a lasting peace is still a long way off. And there is some question here as to America's role in bringing about a settlement. Mohamed Haykal, editor of the semi-official newspaper Al Ahram, questioned today whether President Nixon is up to the task. Obviously, any peace settlement will require some U.S. pressure on Israel. And Haykal asked whether an American president, weakened by his considerable political problems, can in fact withstand the intensive pro-Israel lobby in America and help bring about a settlement agreeable to both sides. Peter Ward for CBS News, Cairo.
A new U.S. ambassador arrived in Cairo today to become the first official U.S. representative there since Egypt broke relations after the 1967 war. Secretary of State Kissinger is a far-off spectator to the signing, meeting again today in Peking with Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai. The subject of their discussion not announced. CBS News continues in a moment.
Don't let anyone con you into thinking it's wrong to turn in a heroin pusher. You're not ratting. You're doing your part to wipe out one of the most insidious epidemics racking our country today. So don't let anyone kid you. If you really care about the quality of life, if you really care about improving society, you'll do everything you can to get the heroin pusher off the street and into jail where he belongs. If you have information about a drug pusher, use the heroin hotline. The number is 800-368-5363. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. The number again is 800-368-5363. A trained operator will answer your call, take your information, and pass it on to experienced federal agents who will investigate. You'll make your own special contribution toward helping us wipe out what President Nixon has called public enemy number one. Call 800-368-5363.
A number of items of interest in the Sunday newspapers today. The New York Times reports the Justice Department is investigating the Nixon administration's minority capitalism program, looking into charges of bribes and kickbacks. The Times and the Associated Press also report that the Civil Service Commission is investigating the Department of Housing and Urban Development as a result of allegations of improper political influence and appointments to career civil service jobs. The Orlando, Florida Sentinel Star reports allegations that Republican Senator Edward Gurney of Florida had knowledge of a secret political fund created in 1970. Gurney, a member of the Senate Watergate Committee, has denied knowledge of any such unreported fundraising on his behalf. And the Washington Post says today that the Maryland State Bar Association has voted to begin disbarment proceedings against former Vice President Spiro Agnew. More news in a moment.
Did you see God? Well, I know him by everything you say and do. Did you say God? Well, I've seen him every time I look at you.
Of violence. It can come true in your life. The community of God. Make it your way. This message is brought to you by Religion and American Life.
Charges in the Indochina fighting today in the war that was supposed to have been ended with a January 28th ceasefire. A Viet Cong spokesman in Saigon claims that South Vietnamese planes dropped nearly 100 bombs yesterday on a communist-held town near the Cambodian border, killing or wounding many people. One report has the spokesman saying thousands of his compatriots were killed or wounded. A Saigon spokesman says he has no knowledge of the alleged bombing. Neil Strasser, CBS News.
Serving Greater Northern California with you in mind, this is KFBK Sacramento.
This is Jim West. A rainy Sunday morning. I'm afraid the weatherman has got bad news again. Rain through the night. Today's high, about 60. This is Neil Diamond.
Lost on a painted sky.